Nolte, Too Inconvenient Hate Crimes the Hoax Addicted Media Refused to Cover. By John Nolte on February 19, 2019. There was an actual hate crime that occurred on the same night as the Jussie Smollett hoax that our hoax-addicted media still refuses to cover. Unfortunately, the media choosing hoaxes over inconvenient hate crimes is something we have seen before. The American media is not only garbage. It is a broken institution, forever broken. And yes, the media are the enemy of the people. A media interested in operating in any kind of good faith, with any sense of professional or civic responsibility, would have forever learned the lesson of the 2015 hands-up, don't shoot debacle. For weeks the media, most especially the far-left CNN, poured gasoline all over that hoax only to see it end in the worst way imaginable, with violence. And not just violence, but rioting. And not just rioting, but the destruction of a predominantly black, working-class neighborhood. But here we are, 4 years later, and the media have not only refused to learn from the tragic mistake that they are running amok, spreading hoax after hoax after hoax, and deliberately using these hoaxes to spread hate and division. In less than 4 months, the media have gleefully, recklessly, and relentlessly advanced the following lies. Brett Kavanaugh serial rapist, those racist Covington Catholic boys, Trump the Russian spy ordered his lawyer to lie, and Jussie Smollett. What do all of these hoaxes, including hands up, don't shoot, share in common? That's an easy one. Narrative upside for Democrats: America is racist. White Catholic Trump supporters are racist. Young Republican frat boys are serial rapists. Trump the Russian spy committed a felony. MAGA hats are the new white hoods. It is all about politics. It is all about advancing the cause of Democrats, no matter the cost to our country or even working people in a place called Ferguson. How do we know this for sure? Well, let's look at two legitimate hate crimes the media refused to cover, even though both are caught on video. One from 2 years ago you may have heard of. The other you probably knew nothing about. A mere 2 years ago, there was a racially motivated hate crime in Chicago, the same city where Smollett staged his own fantasy. While screaming fuck white people and fuck Trump, four black people kidnapped and tortured a developmentally disabled white man. For 2 whole days, this man was terrorized, bound with tape, and after a beating opened a wound, bleach was poured on the cuts. The four monsters were so proud of themselves they not only laughed through it all, they streamed it live on Facebook. Horrific hate crime. Video. Politically charged. Did you know that on the very same night, January 29th, Jussie Smollett faked a hate crime against himself? There was an actual hate crime caught on video in Brooklyn, New York? Until the Daily Wire reported it on Monday, I knew nothing about it. Watch for yourself. In fact, there have been a slew of reported hate crimes against Jews in New York over the past few months you probably know nothing about. As reported by the Jerusalem Post. Early in January, a Jewish man was attacked by a group of teenage black males in the Crown Heights area of New York. The young man, 19, was violently assaulted. As Kalive reported, the attack is currently under investigation by the New York Police Department in conjunction with the Hate Crimes Task Force. In December, there was an attack on an identifiably Jewish teen in Queens, New York, which was later classified as a gang incident and not a hate crime, angering a local Jewish community. The Jewish boy, David Paul Dietloff, 16, remained hospitalized 1 week after the November 29 attack in the Forest Hills neighborhood, The Gothamist reported. He was wearing a kippah and tzitzit at the time of the attack. Two other Orthodox Jewish teens were attacked in separate incidents in Brooklyn on the same day. In a related development, in October of last year, an Orthodox Jewish man was beaten at a traffic intersection in Brooklyn in an assault that was determined to be a hate crime by the New York City Police Department. A serious, brewing problem in a major American city. Legitimate, racially motivated hate crimes that have gotten zero attention from the national media. But those are inconvenient hate crimes, inconvenient to the media's narrative that only Trump supporters are racist and violent, inconvenient to a media that is so broken, so evil, such a true enemy of the people, that rather than report the truth, they would prefer to fabricate and advance hoaxes. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.